Hi there. It is week 51 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration. You know, you can always tell I'm about to share something that's heavy because I always get this like little pause. But when someone shares with you their truth or their feelings, and you share your truth and feelings back, I have come to realize that that's not always what A, people expect or welcome or assume. Let me explain. I'm a 53-year-old woman who has spent a lot of time on a healing spiritual journey. And recently, when someone shared their feelings with me and I shared my feelings back with them, I realized that their sharing their feelings with me didn't mean that they wanted to hear mine. But I also realized that there was an emotional immaturity and that they had not reached or experienced yet in order to receive. That they had come to a place in their lives where they were learning how to speak, which I remember that those times, late 20s, early 30s, where we're like finally feeling like we can speak our truth because maybe we've been, you know, really bottled up in our teens and our early 20s. But I think what happens as we, you know, get into our 50s is we become listeners of truth. We have already learned how to speak it, but we become someone who's able to listen and to receive someone else's truth. Because just as important as it is for you to share what you think or how you're feeling or your emotions, you have to receive other people's, and you need to receive them without judgment, because it's not your responsibility ever to ensure that someone else is happy or feels complete, any of those things. But it is your responsibility to ensure that you can hear their truth and that you can empathize and that you can witness and that you can love people gracefully and not it just being about me and I and mine. So today's message on December 15th is about listening as you're going into the new year. If you know how to share your truth and if you know how to speak your mind, I love that for you, and that's so important. But also remember to be the person that can be witness to hearing others without judgment, without shame, without ridicule, and processing those thoughts and feelings and allowing them to be just as valid as your own. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.